Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the undisputed, gotta drink to that, champion of the world, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
3, 2, 1, we're live.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Mr. National Podcast Show with P Double, this Jim the Hawk Davis, taking over.
What? Say
just
what?
Let y'all know. Yes, I blocked Corey, Mr. National. He couldn't get on, so the Hawk is smashing the program for right now and taking over. But just for this show.
Well, welcome, Hawk. Good to see you, man.
Hey. You know, Hulk smash, baby.
So this is Mr. National's worst nightmare come true. He's worried about you taking over the show and putting.
No, let me clarify everything, Paul. You know, he the man. This his show, but you know, I had to block him. You know, Hulk needed to take over and talk about a few things, so that's why I had to do what I had to do.
All right, well, let's get it on.
All right, well, let me see. First, you got anything to vent about? I got something to vent about, but let's hear what you got to vent first.
Oh, I don't have anything to vent about, but I will tell you that I just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And do you ever eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
All right, I just was thinking, like, when people get... Like, the reason I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is because I made my daughter a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But...
Oh, I just love them anyway. I mean,
right. But when the kids leave, I know you have grandkids around now. But when the kids leave, like, do you still eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yes. Now, do you like it, the smooth one, or do you like the one with the nuts in it?
I like the smooth.
I love the one with the nuts in it. The crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's your favorite jelly?
I like Smucker's strawberry jelly.
Strawberry jelly is the winner. That's my favorite also. Yeah, but pineapple is number two.
Really? I buy grape for the kids because it's cheap. But when I make my sandwich,
I'm not a great jelly person.
Yeah.
But peanut butter and strawberry or peanut butter and pineapple is the bomb.
Do you ever try that orange marmalade?
Sometimes. Like, especially when we're out at a hotel or something and they got it sitting on the table, I'll try it then.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it ain't one of my favorites, but I have tried it before.
So, anyway, my I don't have a vent. I just love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, man. So I just finish. I know it's not healthy, but.
Well, let me just say this, because I want to get into this vent stuff. First, I want to tell everybody, you know, we're all getting up there in age, as men and women, and we need to keep our bodies fit. We need to go to a doctor when we need to see a doctor on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Today was my first ever prostate exam.
Trust me, I was a virgin.
I ain't a virgin no more. As they would say, I had my pushed in. So, but I would like to tell everybody that all the results came back good. He said, my prostate is nice and smooth. It's not swollen. It's not enlarged. It's perfect. So the blood work came back 1.0. And that means that if it comes back 4.0 or under, that you don't have cancer or signs of cancer. But just to be on the safe side, since I never had a prostate exam, my doctor scheduled it and, I was sweating. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I just had one recently, too, and it was just the night before.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. But you got to get it done, you know.
Yes, us men have to take care of that because, honestly, the prostate, all 90% of all men that pass away have some form of prostate cancer when they die. It might not be the cause that they died from.
Right.
But they have
they
some
it,
kind of form of prostate
it,
cancer.
Getting it
yes.
started, yeah.
Yes. So it's very important that we take care of our bodies and listen to our bodies. We know when something ain't right, but us being men is like, oh, man, I don't want to go. Man, I don't, you know, I think I can get better, you know. But right. honestly, if you feel a sign or you see some signs that something ain't right, please go get it checked out, because tomorrow's never promised, but it can be delayed, you know, if you take care of yourself. So that's the main part.
Nice, nice. Good.
Yeah.
Don't overdo
my
it.
Go
ahead.
No. My other frustrating thing is these people that cannot drive. I got the worstest road rage ever. I mean, the light is green. The car in front of me is just waiting. The car behind is blowing the horn. And I finally pass the car, and I just look at them, and they look at me like I did something wrong. Man, I'd just be wanting to run them off the road, but that's, of course I wouldn't. But, man, I just got road rage. Some people just don't care about other people. Anyway, they just ignorant. I mean, and that's just one scenario today. It was so much. They got construction everywhere in Michigan. It just bumper to bumper, and it just takes forever to get where you got to go. But, you know,
yeah, I know, man.
Want better roads. We complain about the roads, but we don't ever want to stay in the line to get them fixed. So, traffic, you know.
I was over there last weekend and was driving by the picketers. My daughter was like, "Well, who are you honking at?" Like,
unions got to unite, man, and stand by each other, because our president, if he had it his way, he would break up all the unions.
Yeah. Yep. They've lost a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Over the last 40 years.
And not only that, though, but to go back to the original, when the unions first started forming, we had people getting murdered and dying for trying to get better wages and this and that. So we got to stand up for them that sacrificed their life.
Right.
And took, you know, the time out to fight, you know, the greedy owners of the companies. And, you know, it's just something that we all, it's solidarity, and we got to stick with them.
If they didn't do that, it would be customary for people to be working, workers to be working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah, with no time and a half, no double time, none of that
stuff.
No,
it's just normal. So.
And then they could just fire you, and you ain't got nobody to back you up. You're just fired.
Right.
I want to, you know, take my hat off to them that passed away and fought for us at the beginning and formed the unions. And, you know, without them, we wouldn't be making the money that the people that has union jobs make. So, you know. I support them 110%.
Yeah, likewise. So let's get to this list, man.
All right, what list you want to start with? I got some picks, some NFL picks. I got
NFL
a whole
picks.
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah, NFL picks.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about the Vikings and Redskins game first. That's going to be my last one, but these are my picks.
Oh, okay.
First, I'm going to give you the line, and then I'm going to give you the picks. The Bears are favored over the Chargers by 4. I think the Bears win at home. And Chargers just look so beat up. Their defense, their offense, a line is just not good. So I like the Bears.
Right.
The Rams is a 13 favorite over the Bengals. The Bengals and the Dolphins are fighting for who's going to have first pick overall. So I'm taking the Rams to cover the 13 points.
Mm.
What you think about that game?
Yeah, I mean, with the Stack Winnett Show NFL Pick'em Challenge, we don't go by the
I know.
Spread.
But this is just
so
me.
I just yeah, I know,
you know,
right?
The spread,
the spread.
And
yeah. I think they'll cover that spread.
The Colts are a -5 over Denver, and I think they cover that. The Seahawks are a -9 over the Falcons. Flacco, I mean, is that his name, Joe Flacco?
Anyway,
Joe Flacco is Denver, right? So
Ryan.
What's the guy's name?
Matt Ryan?
Oh, yeah, Matt Ryan, yeah. Well, I don't think he's playing, so I think the Seahawks are going to roll over the Falcons.
Yep.
The Titans are only a 2.5-point favorite over Tampa Bay Bucks. That's going to be a very close game. I think I picked Tennessee in my pick 'em.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a very close game.
Right. You know, in the pick 'em this week, there's just not that many close games. Like, most of the games this week's going to be pretty uninteresting. Like, that's probably one of the most interesting games is the Tampa Bay at Tennessee game. But right. In terms of, you know who's going to win, right? We don't know who's going to win this game.
No, we never know. I wish I did.
Any given Sunday.
Without a doubt. The Jaguars are 6.5 favorite over the Jets. I think that's a gimme. Jaguars win.
Yeah.
The Lions are 6.5 over the Giants. I think they're going to cover only because the Giants team is bad. They're so hurt. Mm-hmm. They have so many injuries.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that trade. They traded our starting safety to Seattle for a fifth round pick. Unbelievable. Yep. He was way better than
Packing it in, man.
Unbelievable, man. So let us move on because, I mean, I'm Lions. I hope they lose every game.
let me just go back to that, though, Hulk. Last year, I talked about this last year. The Cowboys and the Lions were in the same spot in the beginning of the season. The Cowboys were not any better than the Lions last year. They were both, the seasons were going the same. The Lions traded Golden Tate. The Cowboys signed Amari Cooper. And their seasons went exactly in the opposite directions.
Yep.
So.
Speaking of Golden Tate, I think Golden Tate for the Giants is gonna kill the Detroit defenders.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. Yep. All right. What's the next one?
Okay, the Bills are a -2 over the Eagles. I think I picked the Eagles in the pick'em. I'm not sure, but I think the Eagles are too good of a team to just keep losing like they're losing. So I like the Eagles.
Bills are unexpectedly good, though.
But they have a real good defense, but their offense has not been rolling yet. They have not been producing a lot of points. So
right.
I think the Eagles can beat them. Now the Saints are -10 over Arizona. And I have a news flash. Drew Brees might start. It's a 50-50 that he'll start. He wasn't even supposed to be thinking about playing for another 2 weeks. But in my Hawk undercover,
mm-hmm.
been telling me that Drew Brees plans on playing.
Wow.
So that's
big news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, breaking news. The 49ers are -5.5 over Carolina. I like that young quarterback for Carolina. He's been playing pretty good, and they got the best running back in the league. So that's going to be close. I think I'll take Carolina with the point, but I still think San Francisco will win.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans over the Raiders. The Texans are a -7. I'm going to take the -7 over the Raiders. They just don't have enough offense. And plus, their running back might not even play. The rookie, what's his name, Jacobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might not even play, so their offense is really sputtering. The Patriots are 12.5 over the Browns. The Browns are coming off their bye week. I think that's a lot of points. The Patriots just traded their defensive end to the Cowboys. He just wasn't a good fit. I forgot his name. And I'm not good with names like Mr. National is, but I do remember reading about the trade that the Patriots sent the Cowboys.
I missed that one. I didn't see that. So,
oh, trust me. This is all Hawk information. You don't get this information. Only the Hawk. But yeah,
right.
The Patriots traded their defensive end. Oh man, let me think of me. Hold on, me. Nah, I was gonna try and look up his name up on that roster, but he's probably gone already. They traded him to the Cowboys. But I think the Browns are gonna keep it close. They just can't keep sucking, man. they hurt me. But the Patriots defense is so good. So
right,
I don't know.
Right.
Packers are 3.5 over the Chiefs. I'm gonna take the Packers, I think.
Really?
Mahomes ain't. Yeah, I don't think Mahomes is playing this week.
Right.
And the quarterback that's for the Chiefs is just not that good. So the Packers got a pretty good defense. So I think they'll cover that. On Monday night, the Steelers, this is, like I told you, Steelers are minus 14 over the Dolphins. The Dolphins and the Bengals, they really fighting for. I don't think they even try to win.
Right.
And I think the Steelers will cover that 14 points. The backup running back, what's his name, Samuel? Mm-hmm. He is going to play. So, you know, at first they said he might not play, but now he's for sure playing. That's another Hawk breaker. So, now let's talk about tonight's game. Minnesota minus 17 over the Redskins. The Redskins are just going down, down, down. They need to change the name. They need to change the owner. They need to change the almost 90% of their team.
Maybe they should just move.
It's a sad situation in Washington.
Yeah, they should move to, like, Baltimore or something. You know?
I don't know where they're going to move to or what, but Snyder just is not a good owner. He thinks his team is better than what they actually are, and just firing the coach don't make the team better. So, but I think Minnesota will cover the 17 points.
Really?
So,
really? That's a
lot. I heard
I don't think Minnesota's that good.
Trust me, Minnesota's going to cover, and I heard Adrian Peterson was questionable, but another Hawk breaker. Adrian Peterson will start for the Washington Redskins tonight. So, if that means anybody, it means anything to anybody that got a fantasy. Speaking of fantasy, let's go to some more Hawk fantasy football news. Okay, I already said Adrian Peterson is in for tonight's game. Jacobs did not practice none this week for the Raiders, so he's very questionable. Jalen Samuel, the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was a full go in Thursday's practice. He should be able to play Monday night. For the Jets, Jamison Crowder, he was just put on the injury report today. Don't know the extent of it. I got to get with my Hawkers and find out what's going on with them. Malcolm Brown, the running back for the Rams, is out this week. He is definitely not playing. So that opens the door for that rookie running back, Henderson, I think his name is. So if you want to pencil him into either a FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever, that might be a good low-end running back that might get some points because you never know about Curley. So
right.
We'll see about that. A.J. Green did not practice this week. He's not going to play this week. He's getting closer. He's on the practice field, but he's just not cutting yet. So until he show the coaches that he can make a cut off that ankle, then he'll still be on the sideline. Getting back to the Atlanta, Matt Ryan did not practice this week, none this week. So I don't even know if he's going to play. My Hawksters say no. Drew Brees, he said he's going to play. The coaches haven't made that decision, but he's doing everything with the first team, so it looks like he might play. For the Giants, Sterling Shepard, he is not expected to play this week. He's still injured. He tried to come back, and he just can't make it. Alvin Kamara, he's definitely out. He will not play this week. Adam Thielen for the Vikings, he's out for tonight's game. And like I said, Patrick Mahomes is practicing and getting close to playing, but he's not going to play this week. So that's my little fantasy Hawk.
Man, that's some detailed scouting report.
Hey, like I said, man, you know, the Hawk smash.
Right.
Hawk smash. So, you know.
Let's move on to electric football, man.
Okay, electric football. Well, first I want to talk about the Renaissance Electric Football League. That's the league I play here in Michigan. First I'm going to give you the top five teams and their records and a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm.
Still on top of the list, the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is coached by Gregory Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4-0, and he has a very good team. His defense is playing. He's one of the best passers in the country that a lot of people don't know about, but he is a Great Lakes champion. He's a Renaissance champion, and he's 4-0 sitting at the top of the division.
Nice.
And in the other division in the AFC, you have the Indianapolis Colts, who are 3-2, coached by Damon Lucas. And he has a real potent team. And he sits on top of that division. They round out the other two. Well, let me just go down the list, okay? We got Pittsburgh at 4-0. That's coached by Greg Hartman. You got the Rams, last year's champion, Jamel Goodloe. He's only 2-0, but he started the season late, but his team is getting better week by week, and I expect a lot from him. The schedule a little light, but that's just the way the schedule maker is. I mean, we don't know who the schedule maker is, but for him to be the Renaissance champion, his schedule is a little light, but he might even go undefeated, but we'll see. Blast from the past, the Detroit Lions, coached by Semi Lassiter, a.k.a. Tukey. We used to call him Semi-Automatic because he would never miss a pass. He's 3-1.
Nice.
He's done beat Norbert. He beat Norbert in week one. And kind of convinced me from what I was told. So Semi is number three. The Indianapolis Colts is Damon Lucas. He's 3-2. Number five is the Carolina Panthers, coached by Sean Noble. He's 2-1. He has an explosive offense. McCaffrey, for him, is the best running back in the league. I think he holds the record for like 12 touchdowns in one game. It's something crazy. It's so many touchdowns. It's crazy. He's just phenomenal. And then to round out, that's number five. Then number six is me, 2-2. Number seven is the New York Giants, coached by Jamie Taylor. She 3-2. And then Tennessee Titans is coached by Ali Rozier. He's 2-2. So that's the top eight.
Okay.
But, the top five is what really matters. This Saturday, we have some big games. Tennessee at Oakland. That's Ali Rozier, who was the number one seed last year. He comes to my field and, he thinks it's going to be close, but Paul going to smash him. You have New England Patriots, coached by Chuck Pitchford. He's playing at Greg Hartman and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Greg will win that game. Also, if Chuck Pitchford don't come, then Pittsburgh is going to play the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is coached by Chip Burgess. Chip is having a little rough way this year. Last year, he purchased a team with bases. This year, he wanted to tweak his own bases, and it just doesn't seem good enough.
I know how
the competition
that is
in the Renaissance. And you got Seattle, which is Brian Perry. We call him BP. He has a very strong and a very good team. He goes up against Semi Lassiter and his Detroit Lions. The Rams, which is the number one team, coached by Jamel Goodloe, is at the New York Giants, Jamie Taylor. And then the Carolina Panthers, which is coached by Sean, he's in the top five. He goes at Minnesota against Norbert. That should be a real good game. I might even put that down as the game of the week.
Right,
Sean
right.
Against
that sounds
Norbert.
Like a good game.
Yeah, so that it's a tough league. It's a lot of competitive. That's why you see a lot of 2-2, 3-1, 3-2.
Right.
How
many games do you guys play?
12.
Oh, okay.
You
nice.
Only play a 12-game schedule, so,
right.
It's coming along pretty good. So, I don't know. It's eight teams in each conference. The top five go in the playoffs, so it's five teams in each conference. So, 10 out of, 16 teams make the playoffs? So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know, but.
Cool.
Wow, it's a tough league. That's all I got. So we play front of the base tackle for the first 10 yards on running plays. On pass and plays, it's always any touch, no matter what. You can start off passing and then we have a scramble rule. You get two scrambles per half.
Right.
Where if you don't got a receiver open, you got a quarterback scramble to try to waste some time for a receiver to break open and try to pass it, or he can keep it, but it's still any touch no matter what.
Right.
Because the play started with it as a pass.
Right. So
if you run the quarterback off the break, it's 5 yards front of the base, and after that it's any touch because it's the quarterback. Quarterback don't be running that far.
Cool.
But that's it. I mean, we play a good league. It's fun. We have so much fun. We celebrated last week with Coach 55 and Jamie Taylor's birthday. We had birthday cake and all that stuff for them. Nice. They were surprised, and we had a good time. And like I said, man, it's just like one big old party. It lets you escape from the realism of the, you know, bus and grime of the real world. So yep. It's our getaway, and I enjoy
that.
Yeah,
man, electric football is great for that, you know.
Oh, like, man, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know speaking anybody that loves it more than you do.
No, it's probably some more out there, but I know I'm very passionate about electric football. It means so much to me. And that being said, the Buckeye Brawl is coming up.
Yep.
November 15th to the 17th. Get your rooms. They're really cheap right now. You know, team up with a partner and share it. I think it's like $89 a night, which really is not bad. For the, you know, we ain't gonna be at the Hall of Fame again, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, all the stuff that we had fun last year, it was just a blast. I think Norbert is the one that won last year.
Right.
A lot of people are gonna be gunning for him. Mm-hmm. Him and his, captain, you know, that running back, which is very, very good.
Yeah.
But I know it's some people that I'm gonna try and knock him off that pedestal. So
right.
We'll see what happens.
Some people, they think they have the answer for the captain. But.
Well, we'll see. I know. Adrian Baxter, he'll be there. Brian Phillips, Jeff McCauley, Dr. Bob, Kelly Newton. Them are some of the top coaches that I know coming. I didn't see the list, but I don't think no Deep South or Texas coaches are coming. I'm quite sure Ralph Eek and maybe Charles Lang and David Nichols and them might try to come. You know, plus the guys from the Ohio Valley Electric Football League will be there, of course.
Right.
Jeff Priest and the rest of them. So I look forward to all of them being there. I'll be there. Are you coming?
No, I guess it's my wedding anniversary that weekend. So,
well, I will be hollering at you and saying happy anniversary to you and your wife. How many years is it?
11.
Oh, you still a young boy. You a puppy.
Yeah,
11 years,
pup.
That's all? Oh, man, you a puppy. You're a little puppy. I've been married. Oh, don't let me. 27 years now.
Wow, that's
almost
awesome.
Messed up. Yeah, 27 years to a beautiful lady, my wife, the mother of my children, Renee Davis. She's going through a lot right now. I think I mentioned it last time I was on. If I didn't, I'll mention it now. She had another bad stroke. She's only about 40%. Of normal. She's going through a bunch of rehab. It's really sad, but that goes where you got to take care of your body and yourself and listen to it. And, you know, it's just one of them things. It's sad, but, you know, I love her. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to keep taking care of her, and my daughters help out tremendously, and we're just going to make it work. But as of right now, she's only about 40% of herself. So it's her third stroke. In about 2 months.
Oh,
so
man.
We're scared. I know I'm scared. I didn't tell her I'm scared, but I worry about her. And it's hard on the family. It's just one of them things. It's a part of life. I know we ain't the only ones that's going through it. It's so many things that people have to work through, and we don't know what's happening with them or nothing. But,
right.
You know, hey, say a prayer for all the listeners out there. Say a prayer for my wife. I'd appreciate it. And I wish nothing but the best for y'all. So, and that being said, you know, Big Keith just passed away. It's still fresh on my mind and in my heart. Big Keith was a tremendous, tremendous. The hobby is going to miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, we were very close because of our family. You know, his sons, my daughter, or daughters. And we just became close. I mean, you know, Big Keith and my wife, I mean, they loved each other. They was close. My wife was there for his sons when, you know, they needed a woman right there to talk to and be around you know, to share their stories with. And, you know, Keith loved that about my wife. And so we were all close. I mean, we're going to miss. I think the hobby's going to miss him more than anything. I love his sons. I just, you know, I'm still still hurts me to my heart. Can't believe that he's gone, but we're going to miss him. And before, you know, I don't know if you got any stories about him, but
I only met him briefly one time. So But I, you know, from my point of view, you know, he's just had a great impact on a lot of people's lives. You can see
that. Oh, man, he's been everything. He's been ESPN. I remember him playing Norbert, and he throwing a cup of water in Norbert's face to get up under Norbert's skin, and he ended up winning that game. And, you know, I mean, he's a character, but he was a good character, a good thing for the hobby.
Yeah.
You know, his nickname was Mr. Salty or whatever, and I don't know how he got that name, but however he got it, he didn't really, you know, he was just really a fun person to be around. He always cracked jokes and made you laugh and made you feel good about the hobby. And if you need anything, you know, some knowledge, he was one of the ones that would try to share with you. And he was a true champion, and I'm going to miss him. I think the whole hobby is going to miss him.
Yeah, for sure. You know? For sure. Man, thanks for sharing those stories about your wife and about Keith and just about everything, man. It's really awesome to talk to you. It's always awesome to talk to you.
Well, man, let me just say this. I forgot to say this. I should have been saying it several times. This is the Mr. National podcast being taken over by Jim the Hawk Davis. Like I said, I blocked his call. He can't call in. He was supposed to be on the show, but I blocked him. My people block his people, so he doesn't know what's going on. I bet he's going crazy right now, but y'all let him know that Jim the Hawk Davis took over, and I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I wish we had a call-in like we did at my radio show.
Yeah.
That would even be awesome. And but like I said, you know, with the stat, and then go back with the Stat and Nat show. I love, you know, when they get on and talk, you know, about the hobby and their league and the upcoming, you know, leagues and tournaments and all that. Man, I just love, you know, Ed and Corey. It's just phenomenal, the stuff that they're doing. And don't forget Roger and Dustin. I love what they do with their network. It just blew the hobby up so much. You know, you can't say it enough about them guys.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Richard that does a lot of film, and I love him and what he does. There's so many people we could thank, you know, for the hobby. You got Antonio with figures. You got J.C. Davis with figures. You got so many people that do so many things, being up with the decals and several other people, and Wolf with the field covers and several other people with the field covers. I got so many Hawk boards. I might bring them all to Ohio and just either auction them off or just sell them for $50 each, and I'll sign them, Jim the Hawk, because, you know, I have too many of them. Wife told me I got to start cleaning out some of this stuff. And, you know, if you want them cool, it'll come with a motor. It'll come with a field cover.
You know,
it runs good.
You know, one of my dreams would be to have a Reggie Rutledge stadium in my house. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but. You know, the stadiums that he makes?
I was with him when he first started doing them. I mean, they're tremendous. I know one thing, they're not good to play in. I got about that. Oh, women. Me and Norbert went down to play in the DFW.
Uh-huh.
And Norbert was going to play Reggie. Reggie said, oh, we're going to play in the stadium. Norbert said, the stadium? What you mean? He set it all up. I'm like, how y'all going to play? How you going to pass?
Right.
Norbert kicked Reggie's ass. I don't know if I can say it on the podcast, but it was so bad. Reggie put his hoodie on and went in the bedroom and never came out for the rest of the night. That's how bad Norbert beat him. And all them guys down there between Pep and oh man, what's the guy's name? He's gonna be so mad at me. He played with the Patriots. He's one of the best passers in the league. Oh, my God. See, this is where I needed Corey. Corey, I'm sorry. You can have the show back on maybe next time.
But
anyway, I ain't a good talker as much as Corey is. Corey knows stuff off the top of his head. Oh, the NBA just started.
I want to
say congratulations to the Pistons that won yesterday. They play a tough game tonight. Hopefully they'll win. It's too early to really talk too much about basketball, but it's full go football. And like I said, this Mr. National podcast with P-Double. I love the show. I'm glad I was able to take it over.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One time. So,
yep.
And all I got to say is, man, I love it. Everybody remember health, family, friends.
Yeah.
Love them. Tell them you love them. Call them.
Mr. National.
Do all that stuff, man, because we.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, Mr. National always says, I'm just trying to love life, you know. And you're one of the guys that just, I feel like you love life, you know. I mean, you're not all, you got complaints, but you can just tell, you just, every day you seem like you're enjoying, you know, where you're at and what you're doing, you know. And usually
every
it's
day above
football.
Ground is a good day.
Yeah.
Every day above ground is a good day. You never promise tomorrow. You never promise next week. So every time I can talk to people, I make sure I tell them I love them. You know, I talk to them about their health, other things, because, you know, getting up there in age and stuff is going to start happening to us because our bodies, they're not built to last forever. So you try to prolong it as long as you can. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I plan on doing. I hope I live to be 90. I don't know if it's possible, but. That's my goal,
right.
You know, to be a functioning 90-year-old.
Right.
So
right.
I don't want to be 90 and laying in a bed, you know, and people taking care of me. No, I want to be a functional 90-year-old.
Right.
So I'm trying to take care of myself the best I can, and whatever happens, happens. But I don't know when I'm going to quit playing electric football, but eventually that day will come. But until then, Hawk smash, and I love the Mr. National podcast and P Double.
All right, man.
And that's it. You heard what he said. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Man,
that's
it,
man. If you want to say anything,
no, that's a podcast, man. That's a
wrap. Man, I love it. Peace, everybody.
Peace. Kit, take us out.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnational.com.